Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues and from women's perspectives, from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of December 20th, 2008. I'm on Mariah Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, Feds Count Gender Crimes. The U.S. Department of Justice has revised its methodology for tracking violent crimes, resulting in data that more accurately reflects the rates of gender-based crimes against American women. New data released on December 18th as part of the Bureau of Justice Statistics' annual Crime Victimization Survey indicate much higher rates of sexual assault and domestic violence in 2007 compared to the data from 2006, due to the change of methodology, including more personal interviews, increasing interviews in rural areas, and new sampling methods. According to the new data, there was a 42% increase in domestic violence and a 25% increase in rape and sexual assault. A drop in the number of men killed by their intimate partners was also reported. Anti-violence advocates have long complained that the federal crime data, drawn from police reports as well as telephone surveys, underreports the rate of violent crimes against women. Human Rights Watch has called on the incoming Obama administration to appoint a special advisor on domestic violence, increase funding for treatment, prevention and intervention programs, conduct authoritative studies, and to take other measures to address violent crime rates. More news to cheer this week. 66 nations condemned gender identity and orientation-based violation by signing a pioneering UN General Statement on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity on December 18th. The countries, which did not include the United States, affirmed a non-binding principle of non-discrimination, which requires that human rights applied equally to every human being, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. Spain, whose Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has described himself as a feminist, has donated $67 million to the United Nations Gender Equality Fund. The fund supports government and non-profit organizations that work on women's economic development and increasing their political involvement around the world. Despite the recession, the Women's Business Council Southwest reported that women-owned small businesses increased revenues in 2008, the Texas-based trade group announced on December 18th. Nearly half of the group's 730 member businesses in four states said their year-end revenues would be 50% higher, and one-third said they plan to add a new employee next year. The RU486 abortion pill will be available in Italy beginning next month, the Times of London reported. The pill's use was authorized by the government led by Romano Prodi in February, and despite the opposition from the current government of Silvio Berlusconi, it cannot be blocked. And now for the downside of news, Cheers, conscience rule approved. The Bush administration gave final approval on December 19th to the federal conscience rule, despite widespread opposition from women's rights groups and medical provider organizations. The rule allows any healthcare worker the right to refuse to provide medical care or services if the worker feels it violates his or her personal morality. The policy, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, is intended to allow healthcare providers, including doctors, nurses, pharmacists, hospitals, or any institution that receives federal funding, to refuse to provide abortion-related care. But opponents say it is so expansive, it will allow providers to refuse to prescribe birth control or any other services they object to, such as in vitro fertilization for lesbian couples. In August, President-elect Barack Obama criticized the rule and said he was committed to ensuring that the health and reproductive rights of women are protected, the Los Angeles Times reported. The incoming Obama administration is considering how and when to undo the rule, the Wall Street Journal reported, but it is unclear whether the rule can be undone without going through the federal rulemaking and public comment process, or whether Obama can issue an executive order. A bill overturning the rule has also been introduced in Congress. More news to Jir this week. Nahla Hussein al-Shali, a mother of two and leader of the Women's League of the Kurdish Communist Party, was shot and beheaded at her home in northern Iraq. The Associated Press reported, al-Shali was killed because she promoted women's rights, according to the party spokesman. the number of incarcerated women in New Hampshire increased 24% between 2003 and 2007, the Boston Globe reported. Two-thirds of the women in state prisons have children. The increase in female incarceration rates is largely due to drug and alcohol abuse, exacerbated by poverty, unemployment, and domestic violence, according to a study from the New Hampshire Women's Policy Institute. The number of imprisoned men increased 14% during the same time period. Postmenopausal women who had hormone replaced therapy have twice the risk to develop breast cancer as women who do not, according to a December 14th Women's Health Initiative new study that included 16,000 women. Also noted in the news this week, Lebanon has urged the Philippines to lift a travel ban imposed during the 2006 war with Israel to help reduce its shortage in maids, the BBC reported. The deaths of 95 domestic workers have been reported in Lebanon since January 2007. Foreign workers in Lebanon face a higher risk of abuse, according to Human Rights Watch. These news briefs were compiled by Yulia Anglehescu. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anu Marai Roque.